When I don't feel it, when I don't give it, when I don't want it, your love remains. When I don't see it, when I am sinful, when I am winning, your love remains. When I am waking, when I am working, when I am resting, your love.
Second commandment is what we are focused on today. It says, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third or fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. So as we focus on this second commandment and lift it up in the power and the presence and the spirit of all that we are, the question arises whether this means that God becomes angry with God's children and punishes them and their children and their children's children. The answer to that question is no. Now remember that the scripture is written so that anyone can understand it, regardless of where they are in consciousness. We all think differently, and our perception of God depends on where we are in our spiritual development. If you can only interpret the scripture based on human relationships, then you limit yourself to a superficial reading of the text. But if you can understand the symbolism of the text, then you begin to realize that God is not a person. You see, God is not made in our image and likeness. We are made in God's image and likeness. And so the scripture is written so that we understand how God operates from a human perception, but God is not man. God is divine. God is unconditional love. God is infinite supply. God is without limits. God cannot be limited to an idol or graven image. And so Spirit teaches you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Jealousy is resentment for someone's affections. And so the question becomes, what is this saying? This is saying that the divine law demands our exclusive devotion. A lot is lost in the translation of the Bibles. There is no direct copy of the text. And those who have studied the Bible in great detail in its original language tell us that the real word is not jealous, it is zealous. Our God is a zealous God demanding our exclusive devotion. If we believe in the power of anything or anyone other than Spirit, we are in effect denying our own power. In the Bible, this is illustrated by the golden calves that were worshipped. And we know the story of the golden calves. Moses had just stepped away 1 minute, and when he came back, the Israelites were worshiping a golden calf in a wild orgy that they had quickly created. And so, because of this illustration, we like to believe that we don't have this issue. If we're not going around worshiping golden calves, then we don't have this particular issue. Whenever we give our power to anything but God, we turn it into an idol. We don't have to limit ourselves to the appearances of idols that are made in statues or things that we worship. For example, we cannot affirm that our wealth is from God and yet resent the fact that we are not being paid enough, or be worried about losing our job, or be doubtful that we will not get back what we have given to someone else, or be afraid about the economy. Our resentment and our worry and our doubt and our fear shows that we are not worshiping God. We are not worshiping infinite source. We are not worshiping inexhaustible supply. We are not really worshiping the infinite resources of the universe, but instead we are worshiping worry, we are worshiping fear, we are worshiping doubt, and those, beloved, are false idols. We know inside when we are worshiping a false idol, when we are worshiping the channel of God's good. We were just talking about this yesterday. When we are worshiping the channel, that means we're worshiping the job, we're worshiping the person, we're worshiping the parent, we're worshiping the opportunity rather than Spirit. Spirit is the only source that there is. Your wealth comes through people, but not from them. If you pray to God, which means that you open your heart to receive the good that the universe is always ready to bless you with, And at the same time, you believe that certain people or the past or the way you look or the stuff you've heard or what somebody else says will prevent you from being blessed, then you are setting up the opposition for yourself. You are worshiping lack, and you are creating a division in a mind that has to be clear in its focus. Competition is a false idol. If you are entertaining competition, which means you are worshiping it, you are diffusing the power of your own being. Nothing and no one can keep your good from you. Nothing and no one can keep your good from you. I remember when I was a kid, I used to always love to think about the quote, "There will always be somebody better and worse than you are." Lao Tzu says it more profoundly. He said, "The way of the sage is to act, but not to compete." You see, when we compete, what happens is that we lose our perspective of our true power and we give it to the person that we are competing with. We start to worship them. But we are fed, we are strengthened, we are lifted, we are nourished, we are loved, we are empowered by one source, and that is the spirit that moves through our being as an energy of faith that has no limits. We open up our circle this morning, taking the limits off in the realization that we have nothing else to worship but the love of God that expresses through every aspect of who we are and empowers our circle with the wonderful, awesome prosperity of the endless kingdom and the inexhaustible source and supply of all that spirit is. We open up our circle in this new awareness that we are always fed, we're always given water to drink, we always have that infinite supply of good that they told the Israelites was manna. We always have exactly what we need when we need it. It is this infinite source that will come from so many different directions, from such unlimited fields of harvest.
And the crushing pressing, you are making new heart, and the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, understand, make me your vessel, make me
morning. Grace to Christ in you. Grateful for this Saturday morning to meet with you once again. First, I'd like to congratulate Cecilia for an award she received. To personally thank Charlotte for being there with her. I wanted to be there, but I wasn't able to come. And I really appreciate that she had someone else there with her who loved her. And Mama wanted to be there, but due to things beyond my control, I couldn't come. And I'm grateful this morning for the favor that he has given Reverend Cecilia to have another birthday, which was on Wednesday. And I am so grateful as I think about mothers, I guess, think about when their child was born. And I think about how grateful I am. She was the easiest birth I had, and I have never had one minute of trouble with her. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. That's a blessing. And I thank God that I was able to teach her along the way with God's guidance. And I'm just grateful this morning. And I was thinking all along the favor that God has given to me, that God has given to her, that God has given to all of my children. I didn't make them. God made them. They came through me. However, he has given them favor himself. He has given him favor, and I thank God for that. And I really, at my age, thank him for the favor through the years.
Peace. Surround me in your presence now. May rivers of grace wash over me. Your mercies are new every morning, like dew upon the grass. And all of the troubles I see in your time will pass. You are good to me. You are good to me.
Great is thy name. What a word, God, what a word. I remember when Jesus was in the temple, in the synagogue, and read scripture, and the people said, "What is this? Where did he preach with such authority? Who is this?" Well, God, I am so grateful that Reverend Cecilia expounded on the Ten Commandments in the second. I've preached for over 25 years, and I have never, ever heard the explanation as she gave it today. God, I'm grateful that even at my age, you're expanding my knowledge about you. Thank you for our friendship. Thank you for putting her in my life, God, and being a mentor in the lawyer, being a mentor in my judging, and being a mentor in my faith evolvement and my spiritual growth. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. Bless Cecilia Marlin. Bless everyone on this call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You are good.
And all that she is to everyone, and thank you for the acknowledgement that she experienced and the saluting she experienced and rightly deserves. Oh God, we thank you for the blessing that she is to everyone that comes in her path. Oh God, we just bless your name for this opportunity to come before you this morning, God. And this morning I'm grateful just for taking you through another week, God. Thank you for traveling mercies, God, praying for traveling mercies for my family. Also praying and believing you for complete healing, God, and not just for myself, but others as well. Thank you for just being who you are, God, and dying on the cross for us. And through your resurrection, we can also experience resurrection in our lives, oh God. We thank you and praise you and lift you up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As I rise, strength of God, go before, lift me up. As I wake, eyes of God, look upon, be my side.
For this Saturday morning inspiration with each and every one of you. I thank you so much for spending your life with me. I'm so grateful and appreciative for the wonderful experience and love that this Saturday morning prayer circle gives me. From the words of Heisey Ross, how our circle grow. I'm so grateful and thankful for Spirit Move website that feeds me and fill me and inspire me and strengthen me all during the week long. Oh God, how grateful I am for the wonderful word that Reverend Cecilia shared this morning. Oh God, you bless her in a special way, God. Just continue to keep your loving arms wrapped around her. Bless her heart. Bless her mother in a special way, God. Oh God, I just thank you for everybody that's walking today for our diabetes walk, God. Oh God, just lead God and direct us.
When I feel distant, your love draws me close.
I just want to share, since so many of you have lifted up the award that I received yesterday. It was from New York Law School, which is actually not my alma mater. I went to New York University School of Law, but the law school, New York Law School, honored me for the work that I have done in our community, our greater community of New York City, and also the New York Law School for being an embodiment of the principles of mentoring and support and community service in the area, especially of diversity and inclusion, and helping to make our city a more diverse and a more inclusive one. It was an honor that was awesome to receive, but one of the things that I didn't expect is that one of my mentees, who is a law student at New York Law School, she had people in the room stand who I mentored, and it was just an amazing moment for me. There were people who had changed their flights. One woman was from California, and she said, "I changed my flight so I could be here for your award." There were people so many that I have mentored that I don't even recognize who my mentees are anymore. One woman came up to me who was a judge, and she said that you were my mentor at Patterson Belknap. And it's so important that we do God's good, because we never are aware of the lives that we touch. I was also extremely honored because Charlotte flew here. Charlotte, who was on our call and part of our community, is a federal judge in Texas, and she flew to New York to be here with me for this occasion. And so I had a current mentee from 2018 and also one of my first mentees from the 1980s. And so it was just an awesome experience. We had about 30 or so people who came out from the fire department, many of whom I have also mentored. And our former human rights commissioner, I was shocked when they said, you know, will her please, her mentees in the room stand up? And she stood up as well. She used to be my boss, but she felt also that I had mentored her. And so it's just an amazing time to be able to lift up community, and that was the focus of my message. I talked about 1968 when we walked out of school on April 4th, 1968. My brothers and I walked out of school. My older brothers, who were in junior high school, came to get me and my two younger brothers, who were in elementary school. And so we were part of that energy that is present here today with the kids who are protesting and lifting up in the same way we did in the 60s, the realization that we have to be better than we are. And that sense of community is what empowers us. It is that sense of community that makes us realize that God is everywhere present, coming from each and every one of us in our own unique and divine expression. And so we don't have to worship anything outside of that awesome energy of spirit. And we can say, I love God, I worship God, I am saved. But the most important thing to realize is that we don't love a word. We can't be content with loving the idea of saying that we love God, but we have to show our love for God by our love for each other. We have to show our belief by how we think and how we act. We have to practice the presence of God, practice the presence and feel so connected with spirit that there is no way to move beyond it. We move with spirit in everything that we do, in every place that we go. We were just sharing with Charlotte this morning about how spirit impacts her on the bench, how she is able to practice the presence of God when she deals with her caseload, how spirit expresses in each and every one of us in our own divine way. And so we're just so grateful for all of you and how Spirit expresses through our call. And we are lifted up in that divine presence of absolute good that is always flowing through us without limitations. And so we are taking off the chains of the appearances of limits today. And one thing that I want to drop, one important seed that I want to drop in this call, that one of the most important ways that you can express Spirit is just to sit in the silence and listen to your breath and allow that to be a reflection of God breathing, Spirit breathing, absolute good, grace breathing as you, perfect health and wholeness breathing as you. And when you just take a moment every single day to have at least 5 or 10 minutes to breathe in this presence of Spirit, you will find out that that presence of Spirit, that absolute good, will open you up even more to the infinite flow of all that God is. You will resonate in that realization that God always knows, divine mind always knows, what we have need of before we even ask. It is in that divine flow of consciousness that we realize that infinite kingdom in which we are is a reflection. It is growing in, out, through, and as our circle of empowerment. And through this magnificent circle, everywhere we are, we carry this presence of God with us. We don't even have to say anything, but people around us can reach out and touch the hem of our garment and be healed. Can be lifted in our voice, can be blessed in our presence of God's infinite good, because we shine our light as Spirit, and nothing else is separate from us. We are one with that conscious connection of all that God is. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, yeah,